With mild winds forecast and high temperatures mostly in the 70s, this is the perfect time of year to get to know California's largest state park in the Anza Borrego Desert. But since the park covers 600,000 acres in eastern San Diego County, the immensity of the area can be daunting. Luckily, the sixth edition of the definitive guidebook for the region has just been released. Joining me is Diana Lindsay, co-author with her husband Lowell of Anza Borrego Desert Region, your complete guide to the state park and adjacent areas of the western Colorado desert. Diana, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much.
I began with a description of the forecast because highs in the 70s are not the usual image of weather in the desert. Can you just describe what weather conditions are like at the park this time of year?
Actually, they're very nice. It's warm days. The evenings will begin to get cooler through December, and then they'll start warming up again. But this is the best time of year to visit the area because of the cooler temperatures, but you still have the warm days. So when it gets cold here in San Diego, you can head out to the desert and enjoy the sun.
I think everybody knows about the springtime in Anza Borrego when the famous wildflowers bloom. But what are some of the sights to see in the winter?
Well, in the winter, you can actually go out there and enjoy the Badlands area. You can hike the canyons. Some of the flowers actually do come out in winter depending on rains. So there are some winter flowers coming out during the rainy season right after rains do appear. And also some of the ocotillo will green up after some periodic rains during the winter. But the wildflowers are definitely dependent on the not only rain, but wind and temperature. So even though March is the ideal time that we think of wildflowers, they can come as early as January or February.
Now, how did you become such an authority on the state park? I read that when your husband first suggested exploring the region about 50 years ago, you said, what's to see in a desert?
Absolutely. He flew over the Anza Borrego area on a training mission, getting ready to go over Vietnam, and mentioned that we should check out that area because it looked so interesting. And I kind of looked at him like, it's a desert. Why would you want to go to the desert? There's nothing there. It's a desert. And so we actually had an argument over it because I like to go camping in the Sierras. And I finally said, look, if I go out there one time, would you quit bugging me? And we can go camping next weekend to the Sierras. And he said, sure. So we went in March. Wildflowers were out, and actually we were on BLM property in Painted Gorge, and the weather was perfect. It was the most fantastic trip I can ever recall. Came back, he said, next weekend, okay, let's go to the Sierras. And I said, can we go back to the desert again? And that has changed our whole life because our whole focus since then has been the Anza Borrego Desert.
You take in the entire region in your book. It's actually a lot larger than most people realize. It's 1 million acres or 1,600 square miles. Can you describe the boundaries of the Anza Borrego Desert region?
Well, the region includes not only the state park, which is 1,000 square miles, almost the size of the state of Rhode Island. It also includes 85,000 acres of the off-road area, the Ocotillo Wells area. It includes surrounding BLM wilderness areas, and it includes the state forest areas and even the national monument that is in the Santa Rosas just across the San Diego boundary in Riverside County.
Now, it's not all desert, is it?
No, absolutely. Anza Borrego has such diversity, almost a mile of distance between the top 6,000-foot elevation down to below sea level. So you have got a tremendous diversity that includes forest lands that people are not aware of. A good part of the Laguna Mountains along the Sunrise Highway is actually Anza Borrego State Park. So you can actually visit the park in summer up in the higher elevations or down into the lower elevations during the winter. So it has a lot of diversity. You can visit it any time of the year, almost in all seasons.
Give us an idea of how a first-time visitor might want to get an introduction to Anza Borrego State Park.
If you're a first-time visitor, I would highly recommend driving to Borrego Springs and going to the visitor center. Because at the visitor center, you can have a general orientation. They have a very good program film that you can see about the park. It gives it in general terms about the wildflowers. And the volunteers that work there are very knowledgeable. And they can ask you, do you have a half day? Do you have a whole day? And they will make recommendations. You know, are you handicapped? So they can make recommendations of where to go. The same kind of thing is found in the guidebook, but if you're a new visitor, I would definitely say go to the visitor center to start off. If you're interested in off-roading, go to the visitor center at the Ocotillo Wells State Vehicular Recreation Area, because they have a very excellent discovery center, which also gives background on the area and tells about the off-road area.
Authors Diana and Lowell Lindsay will be speaking about the new edition of the Anza Borrego Desert Region Guidebook. That's tonight at 7 at Adventure 16 Outdoor Retailer in Mission Valley. Diana, thank you.
You're welcome.